This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Folks, it has been an incredible week. Happy Kwanzaa as we return for our final day of Kwanzaa Imani, the celebration. Of course, we say Habari Gani, which means what's the news. And the response today is Imani for faith. We light the last of the candles, the last green candle, the last candle today. And it is this last day of Kwanzaa. We have been truly blessed and honored all week to have as our very special guest, Dr. Maulana Koringa, professor and chair of the Department of Africana Studies at Cal State Long Beach, chair of the organization US and the National Association of Kawaita Organizations. He is the executive director of the African-American Cultural Center and the Kawaita Institute of Pan-African Studies, co-chair of the Black Community Clergy and Labor Alliance, author of numerous scholarly articles and books, including Kawaita and Questions of Life and Struggle, Ma'at, the Moral Ideal in Ancient Egypt, Selections from the Hosea, Sacred Wisdom of Ancient Egypt, Introduction to Black Studies, 4th edition, Odu'ifa, the Ethical Teachings as well. He is the subject of the book by Dr. Malefi Asante entitled Maulana Koringa, an Intellectual Portrait, and he is currently working on a book entitled The Liberation Ethics of Haji Malcolm X, Critical Consciousness, Moral Grounding, and Transformative Struggle. Can't wait for that one. But he's been here with us all week as the creator of the Pan-African cultural holiday, Kwanzaa, and the Nguza Saba, the Seven Principles. He's also the author of the authoritative text entitled Kwanzaa, a Celebration of Family, Community, and Culture. Here with us on this final day of Kwanzaa, Dr. Koringa, back again. Dr. Koringa, Habari Gani.
Imani. Asante sana, Habari Gani. Amasimera. James.
Imani.
Imani. So we're back here for our final day of celebrating Kwanzaa with Imani. And it speaks to the annual theme we have chosen for this year, which is celebrating Kwanzaa in difficult and demanding times, lifting up the light that lasts. And so let's light the last candle and lift up the light that lasts of Imani faith. This calls for us, quote, to believe with all our heart in our people, our parents, our teachers, our leaders, and the righteousness and victory of our struggle. It teaches us especially to believe in our people's capacity to be themselves and to free themselves and to wage the liberation struggles necessary to achieve these interrelated, indivisible, and inseparable goals. So when we talk about freedom, when we talk about justice, when we talk about equity and equality, when we talk about all of the good, the common good, we're talking at the same time about the need to struggle to achieve and sustain them. I repeat, Kwanzaa was conceived and constructed in the midst of the struggles of the 60s, right? So it has a struggle component. It always talks about each principle, strive and struggle to do something, to build something, to be something. So it's an agent-oriented kind of project, right? And here we have faith, the bedrock. We start with Umoja, because without Umoja, we can't do anything. But without faith, we can't sustain ourselves. We do get weary. We do begin to wonder. You know, we wonder, will we get over? Not only how we got over, but will we get over? But we're quickly, if we stay in our history, As I said earlier, we say in our history, we remember our ancestors have undergone and overcome some of the worst events in human history. And if they did it for us, we can do no less for the coming generation and for ourselves and for our people right now, because we're always in the past, in the present, and in the future. That's how we are. We're related to the past, we're related to the present, and we're related to the future. That's what we say. This is our duty to know our past and honor, to engage our present and improve it, and to imagine a whole new future, and to forge it in a most ethical, effective, and expansive way. So this teaches us to believe in our people as a central source. Sometimes people say, why didn't you start with God? Because you start with God. You already start with God. This is an assumption in African culture. People start with God. But the question is, do you have a problem with God, or do you have a problem with the people? What do you do? How do we set a relationship? Is our relationship good with God and bad with our people? Well, the texts tell us what you want to do for God, do for your people, especially for the poor. So God stands satisfied when the poor are cared for. I mean, that's one of the texts, and I'm sure you can find that in other texts. But I'm just saying to you, it's not a question of black people with God. It's a question of black people with their own people, with building a community, and how we do it in honor of the best of our faith traditions. How do we do that, right? And it always comes down to how we treat each other. There's no way around that. How we treat each other within our community, how we treat other people, especially the stranger and the vulnerable, how we treat the environment, the world we live in. And so it teaches us to believe, especially to believe in our people's capacity to be themselves and free themselves. Because guess what? That's the source of our struggle, a struggle to be ourselves and to free ourselves, to be ourselves without penalty, right? Without punishment and without oppression. Can we be black without penalty? Can we be black without punishment? Can we be black without oppression? So our struggle is to be ourselves and to free ourselves. We know we can't really be ourselves until we really free ourselves. But we can't free ourselves unless we be ourselves. We can't say we're not black and then say Black Lives Matter, right? We can't do that. Black is beautiful. Black is sacred. There is no people more holy than us, more chosen than us. There's no life more sacred than our own. We have to take that. And there's no people who is more capable of liberating themselves than us. We are our own liberators. I repeat, we are our own liberators. And we must believe in our people's capacity to be themselves and free themselves and wage the liberation struggles to achieve the goals that we've set for ourselves, inseparable goals of freedom and justice and good in the world. Nana Robert Sobukwe, great South African freedom fighter, said concerning the people, we must embody our people's aspirations, unquote. And he continues saying, all we are required to do is to show the light and the masses will find a way. Lift up the light. This is how we started. This is how we end the week. Lifting up the light that lasts. Nana Ella Baker would later offer a similar teaching saying, give light and the people will find a way. And Nana Haji Malcolm tells and teaches us we need the light, knowledge of the truth about the world and each other. But he especially stresses the light about ourselves, which he says creates understanding, love, patience, and unity vital to family, community, and life and struggle. He says we need light. That is knowledge. Knowledge creates understanding. Understanding creates love. Love creates patience. And patience creates the unity we need to defy defeat and defeat our oppressor and build the good world we all want and deserve to live in. We must then have faith in our people, in their capacity for and commitment to good in the world, in our parents, foreparents, and caring parents, and the good they've done, the good they do, and the good they want for us. We must believe, we say, in our teachers who teach us the good and inspire us to embrace it. And we must believe in the righteous leaders who guide us toward the good and aid us in becoming self-conscious agents of our own life and liberation. I'm not arguing for support of wrong people. The people I'm talking about are good people that lead us in the right upward and forward path of our ancestors. And ultimately, we must believe in the righteousness and rightfulness and right direction of our struggle. We must believe that our struggle for freedom for the oppressed, justice for the wrong and injured, power for the masses of people over their destiny and daily life, and our struggle for peace in the world is a rightful and compelling one. And we must believe in the rightfulness and eventual victory of our struggle. Believe that we can together end oppression, lessen and eventually eliminate justice, put an end to the disempowerment of the masses of people, and erase the scourge of war from the world. Finally, we must have a faith that a different future is possible, that we can, as Frantz Fanon, Nana Frantz Fanon urged us, start a new history of humankind with other progressive peoples of the world, bring into being a new world and a new man and woman who would cherish, respect, and reaffirm each other, sustain the good world, and pass on this good and legacy to future generations. This principle that I speak of is founded in the ancient ethical and spiritual teachings of our ancestors. Faith, right? A faith forged in struggle and reaffirmed in the reality of everyday life with its alternating events of hope and horror, justice and injustice, and the forceful reality of war and the fragile promises of peace. And yet we believe in the triumph of the good and the right in the world. This is our heritage from my mother and my father, from my grandmother and grandfather, from all my ancestors, and for the greater ancestors in our history. I'm just talking family, but my nation, my people, my national community, my world community, have people that teach this all the time. These are all my relatives, right? And so they tell us to indeed believe in what it means to be African at the highest level. So against all sense of despair, all sense of dispiritness, all sense of cynicism and the enduring evidence of evil in the world, even radical evil, we believe in the eventual triumph of the good and the right in the world, achieved, guess how, through righteous and relentless struggle. We dare to believe that eventually through hard work, long struggle, and a whole lot of love and understanding, a lot of sacrifice and service, Africa will come into its own again. And that the people of Sudan will achieve freedom and recover from the slaughter and suffering which engulfs them. And that the wanton and widespread killing across Africa will be stopped. And Africa will heal and build itself in good and beautiful ways. That the savagery being imposed on the Congolese people for precious metals can be stopped. And that the Congolese people can heal, repair, renew, and remake themselves and live the good lives that is their heritage as humans. We dare to believe that the violence, deprivation, and denial of self-determination in Haiti will be overcome, and the Haitian people will recapture that heroic moment of hard-won freedom that ended their enslavement and used it to forge a future of expansive freedom, justice, and forward movement in the world. We also dare to believe that the oppressed, the occupied, those suffering genocide, the people especially of Palestine, and the people of Yemen and Syria, and all the peoples of the world who are oppressed and occupied and attacked, that they will achieve freedom, security, and peace, and that the peoples of the world will eventually end the violence against the vulnerable, wars, and genocide, and we will be able at last to initiate a new hope in history for humankind.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let us go forward then, in and with unity, self-determination, umoja, unity, kujichagulia, self-determination, ujima, collective working responsibility, ujamaa, cooperative economics, nia, purpose, Goomba creativity, and Imani faith. And let us strive to embody and live the life-affirming, life-enhancing values of our ancestors that represent the best of what it means to be African and human in the world. Let us always strive to be a powerful presence for good in the world, Black people, African people, and let us constantly work for the good life every person and people as bears of dignity and divinity demand and deserve. And let us this Kwanzaa and always wish for each and all of us a long and good life, blessings without number and all good things without end. In a word, as we say during Kwanzaa, to remember the harvest and our commitment to the world. May all the people of the world have all the good that heaven grant, the earth produces, and the waters bring forth from their depth. For this is a common and shared good of the world. And so let me close again by saying, grounded in these seven principles and practices, we can indeed build a new future. We can weather the worst of winters, disperse and drive away the darkness that seeks to envelop us. And we can lift up the light that lasts of shared and inclusive good in the world. Indeed, if we read and believe the sacred narratives, written, oral, and living practice texts of our ancestors, Nana Howard Thurman, Nana Gwen Brooks, and Nana Nanny Bearers, as well as the history, the sacred narrative of our whole people, we are assured that there is no winter we cannot weather. There is no storm we cannot ride out and remain intact. There is no whirlwind we cannot conduct our blooming in. And there's no impossible situation that will enfeeble or falsify our claim that we are people that specialize in the holy impossible. So let us go forth, continue the struggle, keep the faith, hold the line, love and respect our people and each other, practice the Nguzo Saba, seek and speak truth, do and demand justice, be constantly concerned with the well-being of the world and all in it, and there help reveal the overarching movement that prefigures and makes possible the good world we all want and deserve to live in and leave as a legacy worthy of the name and history Africa. Head is our Kwanzaa. Happy Kwanzaa. Head is our Mark of Empire, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, one and all. And let me just say, as we speak of this day, this principle, Imani faith, as Dr. Karinga alluded to us, as he's done all week, all of these things are interconnected and overlapping in our culture. What did our elders and ancestors teach us? The song, we've come this far by faith.
Now, amen.
Y'all know about that. We're rooted in that. And so this is a sacred day, a sacred day. And let me also, if what I'd like to do, and I've not always done this, just for a moment, and I invite people to also, I'm not mentioning it this week, officialkwanzawebsite.org to get the real guidance on the week. Many of you will celebrate this evening. It's New Year's Day. We like to eat and celebrate anyway. Some of y'all, we still like to fix black eyed peas. But on this day, that is our tradition, on this day, it's also a day of reflection and meditation. And I specifically want to encourage you to go to the website, officialkwanzawebsite.org, to read what Dr. Karinga has shared about this day of assessment, this day of meditation. And there are two meditations there. One is Yoruba Oduifa. The other one is Akan. And I tell you, the reason I'm saying that is I was just on the phone this morning with someone who watched Beyonce perform Christmas Day at the football game. And this young lady was upset because she's very, very Christian. And she says, I don't like Beyonce. I said, why not? She said, because Beyonce uses too much Yoruba energy. Too many Yoruba images in her videos, Brother Matsumela. And I said, well, that's okay. That is our ancient African spirituality. That is our, none of these things contradicts the other. And that is okay. In fact, I had explained to her how Christianity's roots are in Africa, everything comes from Africa. Everybody's not ready to hear that. But I encourage you all to consider these meditations today as we reflect on the past year and begin the new. We make New Year's resolutions, as we like to call them. But Dr. Karenga is challenging us to embrace our culture as well. And so we meditate today. What the Yoruba teachings say to us is in these words, let us, and this sums up what he's been teaching us all week. It reads, let us not engage the world hurriedly. Let us not grasp at the rope of wealth impatiently. That which should be treated with mature judgment, let us deal with in a state of anger. When we arrive at a cool place, let us rest fully. Let us give continuous attention to the future. And let us give deep consideration to the consequences of things. And this because of our eventual passing. And then in the Ikan from the Hosea, it reads in the meditation for today on this day of Imani, surely ma'at, right doing. Remember, he talked to us about the principles of ma'at. Surely right doing is for eternity. It goes to the grave with one who does it. When he is buried and the earth envelops him, his name is not erased from the face of the earth. He is remembered because of his goodness. To speak truth and do justice, for ma'at, right doing, is mighty. It is great. It endures. Its worth has been proved, and it leads one to blessedness. Wrongdoing does not achieve its goal, but one who is upright reaches dry land. And as we look at all of these forms of our faith, there are no contradictions. Does not Christianity call for right doing and self-reflection? And not being self-serving. And so we find as we have evolved as a people, many of these faiths predate even Christianity. I'll say that to you as a Christian minister. We must still embrace the roots of our spirituality, which come from our people and the genius of our culture. And so, yes, please, absolutely.
I would just want to say that the second one you read is from ancient Egypt, from the second called Hosea, right? You said Akan, but it's you. I know you know it's from Egypt.
Yes. No, you're right.
Thank
it is.
So I appreciate it. Thanks for that. It's very important for us to find common ground, and the best of our faith always coincide. They do, and that's why I always deal with the ethical. We can have disagreements over the theology, but if we get to the ethic, speaking truth, doing justice, caring for the poor and the vulnerable, having a rightful relationship with the environment, cherishing and challenging our children, honoring our ancestors and our elders, and always opposing evil, injustice, and oppression, and always pursuing raising up and doing the good. That's in all of the best teachings of our faith.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Indeed. And thank you for the correction. I'm reading too fast. Actually, folks, the day of assessment and the day of meditation is noted in the first fruit celebration of the Akan. Yes, but the meditation I read absolutely is from our ancient Egyptian ancestors.
Can I just say one last thing? And in the meditation, we're supposed to sit down on January 1st. That's Imani in the day of meditation. Sit down and meditate on the awesome meaning of being African in the world. And we're supposed to ask ourselves three questions. Who am I? Am I really who I am? And am I all I ought to be? Right? Mm. Who am I? Am I really who I am? And am I all I ought to be? Who am I? Not who's on your license, but who are you among men and women, among your people, right? Who are you in the scales of history, right? What are you doing to make a difference? To not only make a difference, but do good. And then, am I really who I am? Nana Fanon says we often wear the mask. He wrote a book called Black Skin, White Man. They make us hide ourselves. They make us doubt ourselves, deny ourselves, condemn ourselves, and mutilate ourselves Tear that mask off. Be your beautiful black, sacred, and soulful self. And then, third, am I all I ought to be? Because sometimes they make us do the ordinary, the routine. You spoke about that earlier, Reverend Thomas. You spoke about how people just get up and do kind of, we say, right on the cylinder. Going fast, but ain't going nowhere, right? Just doing it, right? And so, and you said the hamster with Reverend Willie Wilson. I have great respect for him. You're right about that. He's a good brother. He's a long-distance runner and soldier. So I think it's very important for us to ask ourselves, are we just doing the minimum? Are we doing the maximum? Are we striving for excellence? I want to close with this. Africa for us means excellence. If it doesn't mean excellence, then what does it mean?
Who am I? Am I really who I say I am?
Am I really who I am? And am I all I ought to be?
Am I all I ought to be? Folks, we need to ask ourselves that question. And of course, in tradition, we all learn the song, Kwanzaa is a holiday. Kwanzaa, Kwanzaa, Kwanzaa is an African holiday. Seven principles, seven candles, seven special days for the Africans. You all enjoy today's celebration. And again, Dr. Karenga, we are so thankful for you and all you do. Much love to his wonderful partner and wife and assistant who keeps us all on task. Tiamoyo, we appreciate you as well. Happy Kwanzaa. Thank you for everything. Happy Kwanzaa, everyone.
Happy Kwanzaa. Thank you so much.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.